Hey Gamecocks, this episode is brought to you by Tailgate State. These guys deliver unique designs with fans in mind that you simply cannot find anywhere else. Tailgate State offers polos, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more with new designs dropping weekly. The best part is that for every item purchased, Tailgate State donates $1 to the corresponding school's NIL collective so you can get involved with the NIL movement, all while looking great. Get ready for game day the best way. Just go to tailgatestateandco.com. Use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 151 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by Tailgate State. Go to tailgatestateandco.com. Use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. I am your host, Tim Cox, and what a weekend, Gamecock Nation. Wow, what a weekend. Gonna dive into it in a little bit, but I am just flying high from what we saw on the baseball diamond this weekend at Founders Park. That was special. That was very, very special. We are in the midst of something really nice right now. And then even aside from the college sports, if you are a pro sports fan, there was a lot of action. We got playoff basketball, playoff hockey, NFL draft is heating up. We are really hitting our stride in the sports world. Sports equinox in the springtime is upon us. So I hope you all had a lovely weekend out there and are ready to attack this week. I am off to Austin for some business. And I've never been to Austin, but I can tell you one thing. I'm going to be posting a lot of horns down. Horns down energy all week from this guy. Screw the horns. Go Cox. But nevertheless, here, let me look back at the weekend scores from around Carolina before jumping into the baseball review here, and then I will get y'all out of here, probably on the quicker side this episode here. But Friday, you had softball in action. They lost to UGA 2-1. Men's tennis was in action, and they lost to Texas A&M 4-2. Saturday, it was just softball. They lost to UGA 9-1. And then Sunday, also just softball. They lost to UGA 3-0. Not the best weekend for the softball team, but that's all right, girls. You get them next time. You've had some other big wins. Keep up the momentum there. But speaking of momentum, my goodness, the baseball team. Wow. That's all I can say. Just wow. I mean, what a series, what a weekend, and I mean, really, like, what a year so far for this Gamecocks team. I mean, it is so much fun watching this team and rooting for this team, and especially when you look back, thinking of last season, it was just kind of a struggle bus. Just the struggle bus was real last year, and then the way the season ended was just so hard. So to be rolling this year the way that this team is so, so fun and rewarding as a fan. But if you didn't know, I don't know how this would be possible if you're a Gamecocks fan, but Carolina took on the number 3 ranked Florida Gators. And I hope y'all didn't put your brooms too far away because the Gamecocks swept the Gators in front of a fantastic home crowd at Founders. I saw that it was the first time in several years, I think in like 10 years or something like that, where all 3 games of the series was sold out. So just a very impressive showing from the Gamecock faithful and an equally impressive showing from this team. And this team is elite. Like, I think this team and the gauntlet they have gone through with LSU, granted that was two games, but you split two with the number one team. You went through Vandy, you got one, you didn't play your best, didn't go your way, but you got through them, stole a game, and then UF comes to your place and you sweep them. So you go through this gauntlet of top teams in the country, not just in the conference, and you come out on the other side just fine, if not stronger. This team is elite. This is not a fluke. This is not just a surprise. This team has reached elite status. I don't know when the next rankings drop. I think it's Monday or Tuesday. I expect this team to rise top five, maybe even top three in the country, because what they have done is very, very impressive. And then to handle UF and the way that they did is just a real testament to the balance of this team. But really, in this series in particular, I think it was a huge highlight for the pitching staff. I mean, they kept a highly powerful Florida offense at bay. So the depth of the bullpen has been shown. You had starters doing their job, going deep into the game when you needed them to, getting out of jams when you needed them to. And Coach Parker, the pitching coach, I'm not sure if he's getting enough praise. Monty Lee and the help that he has done on the offense has been well documented and well welcomed and deserved. But not a lot of people, I think, are talking about Coach Parker. I think they will now. And it was funny because the team dropped the video where he was mic'd up at some of the practices this upcoming week, or the last week, rather. So very cool to get that perspective. Sort of don't see that very often, but very, very impressive. And now, our Gamecocks have the best overall record in the SEC. Not just the East. The entire Southeastern Conference, the best overall record for the whole year, that is, right, belongs to the South Carolina Gamecocks. And they were just playing and fighting so hard at home. And that's been the theme of this team, that they have played so well at home and fight to the end and make it difficult on opposing teams in all aspects of the game. If you haven't seen Michael Braswell's quote from this weekend at a press conference, do yourself a favor and watch it. Would have been on the baseball team's social media sites. But he talked about how there is no place like Founders Park when it's rocking. He said, not Mississippi State, not LSU, not nowhere. We have the best fans in the country. They feel the energy. They feed off that energy. And they want to make it difficult to play here. And that right there is the pride. That right there is South Carolina baseball. And that's what gets me so jacked up about this team. Because that's what makes college baseball so unique. And that's what has defined South Carolina baseball. That trait specifically. Like, yes, when you come to play baseball at USC, you know the history. You know that we take pride in this program. But when there is that extra sense of duty, like honor to the name on the front of your jersey and to the place that you play and the fans that pack it out, that is a trait that has defined the best teams at South Carolina. Because if this keeps up, right, and you end up hosting some postseason games, you're going to be playing in front of that crowd. And so if you have their back and they have yours and you roll at home as is, it's going to make it so much better. And you're not going to be pressing. But just very, very cool to see. That's a fantastic quote by Michael Braswell. And also coming from a guy that, you know, last season for him had real high highs, also had a little bit of lows. Started the year probably not the way he wanted to, but he took pride in where he was, worked hard, kept his head down, and now he's shining, and he's thriving in his moment. So very, very cool to see. Let's recap the games here, shall we? Relive that. Game one was Thursday night. Carolina won 13-3 in a run rule walk-off. one of the more electric endings that you'll see in baseball. I mean, I knew of the run rule, right? And I knew that we were close to it. And I was like, man, like, this would be sick. Like, just like everyone on social media was like, run rule them, get them, mercy rule them. But to see it happen in a walk-off fashion was just so sick. Was just so sick. Will Sanders, he got the start for this thing. Things did start a bit rocky for him, letting up two early runs, got into an early bases-loaded jam, but he buckled down, got himself out of it, and it almost seemed to, like, kickstart things for him. Like, he had to really lock in immediately, and then getting out of that big jam and keeping his team right there in this game, I think really made him hone in and, like, just awoken something within him, because he pitched brilliantly the rest of the way. He got the win pitching six innings, which is just what the doctor ordered for him and for this team. On the offensive side, there is just no other way to say it. Ethan Petrie is simply a baseball god. He was sent to Columbia by the baseball gods. He's not from this planet. He got the Gamecocks on the board right away with a home run in the first. He also had a huge hit later in the game for a few RBI. And this weekend, he passed the RBI record for a freshman. So now he holds the home run record and the RBI record. And there is still so much season to go. And those records were held by Justin Smoke. Like, not, this wasn't some random guy. It was a fantastic ball player. So the fact that Petrie's doing it with so much season left is just, you can only just, like, shrug and be like, this kid's just not from this planet. He's just not. Oh my gosh, it's so, so impressive. But this game, it's funny, you know, it was tight for the first five innings. And then it was actually tied 3-3 going into the bottom of the sixth. So you think, how the hell did he get 13 runs? But once that sixth inning came, it was all Gamecocks. And the Florida pitchers, they just forgot how to pitch. No other way to say it. Just, they forgot how to pitch. And the Gamecocks are so disciplined at the plate, forcing these pitchers to pitch hitters' pitches. Like, they're not swinging at bad stuff, not swinging at stuff thrown out of the zone. Very, very impressive. Carolina walked in a couple of runs before that big hit by Petrie in the sixth. And then in the seventh, Michael Braswell drove in a run with a double. And then with a few men on, Cole Messina, the moose is loose, came out and hit an absolute laser of a double, which pushed the lead to 10, thus run ruling the Gators. And then it was just mayhem. Absolute mayhem ensued at Founders Park. Messina was mobbed by the team, running around the bases, guys chasing him down, ripping off his jersey. The fans were going nuts. I was going nuts on my couch. Just a cool, very cool way to win the game with a walk-off run rule. Some player highlights from this game. Ethan Petrie, 3-for-5 with 3 ribbies. Man of the hour, Cole Messina, 2-for-5 with 2 RBI. And then Michael Braswell, 3-for-3 with 1 RBI. Moving on to game 2 here. This one was a bit more subdued for the Gamecocks. They got the win 5-2. The offensive momentum, though, it continued right away as Cole Messina homered in the first inning. And then in the second, you guessed it, Ethan Petrie hit just an absolute nuke of a home run. And after those first two innings, though, Carolina would not score again. And Florida got their runs in the first and the fifth. And that's all she wrote. Jack Mahoney got the start in the win, pitching 5 1/3 innings. Eli Jones came in relief and pitched very well. Chris Veach pitched the ninth and got the save. Some player highlights for y'all in this game. Cole Messina, the Moose, went 1-for-4 with 2 RBI. Ethan Petrie, 1-for-4 with 3 RBI. And Carson Hornung went 2-for-3. Which brings us to game 3. And it was cleaning day because Carolina broke out the brooms and swept the Gators, winning 7-5. This was just a steady offensive performance by Carolina. They scored in 5 out of the 8 innings that they had plate appearances. Because, you know, you don't bat in the bottom of the ninth when you're ahead, right? So they only went up 8 times, scored in 5 of them. Braylon Winmer had a nice day at the plate and was responsible for some scoring early. And in the eighth inning, Carolina got some much-needed insurance thanks to Cole Messina. Could have been more. Carolina had the bases juiced, just was not able to get that big knock. But again, got a huge run out of it. Florida creeped back into this in the late innings. They scored two in the eighth and one in the ninth. They were threatening, but they did not close the deal. Matthew Becker started this game and got the win, going five innings and giving just up two runs. Shout out Matthew Becker. You know, he has stepped up quite well in these last two series. Obviously, the team is down. Noah Hall, big question mark. Who can fill this? I know it's TBA, the last two series, but he has done a nice job of stepping up and getting a nice amount of innings, right? This isn't a situation where he's going three and it's essentially a bullpen game. He went five innings, got the win in this game. Very impressive there. James Hicks, also just a fantastic series. He pitched three innings in relief, gave up two runs. And then Chris Veach got the save, back-to-back saves for the kid, and he had one of the coldest celebrations you'll see. Got that final out, was all pumped up, and then looked at his hand and counted one, two, three. Just the coldest picture. They need to put it in a museum. Put it in the State Museum. Find a place for it. It was so, so sick. Player highlights from this game. Braylon Winmer went 2-for-5 with three ribbies. Ethan Petrie went 1-for-2 with two RBI. And Dylan Brewer went 4-for-5. So very nice game there. One note I will say of this series, Gavin Cassis was hurt. He's having a rib and lung issue. Mark Kingston is hopeful that he will be okay for next weekend, though. So he only played in that one game. That's where he got hurt. And then did not see him the rest of the way. Up next for South Carolina is a weekend series at home against Auburn. So there is no midweek game this week. So next episode, I will preview the Auburn series, get y'all up to speed as to their record, what to expect, my crows to the series and everything. But we can sit back and relax during the week, catch our breath a little bit. I think this will be probably welcomed by the team. I'm sure the guys want to get back out there, right, and just keep it rolling. They're on a high right now, but I think catching their breath a little bit, especially after short rest with this series starting on Thursday, it'll be welcomed. Guys can rest up. I'm sure you got a couple bumps and bruises. Guys can ice up and, you know, just stay loose with it. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.